Hey guys, and welcome to another Man Church Finding Your Groove Race Plan Assignment. It's Tuesday, and so we're into day 7. We last left off talking about being called to the person of Jesus. Our calling in our life, how are we squaring our life away to be able to do something of extraordinary works, but only through the presence and power of Christ in our life. We have to be able to discover our calling. So if our first step is to make sure we have been called and answered in our personal relationship with Christ, then the second step in being able to answer our calling and find that and find our groove is we got to find out what that purpose is. If we've been called to the person, we've equally and even and in a wonderful way been called to the purpose of God as well. If we've been called to the person of God in Jesus, we've been called to the purpose of God, which is always people. We are called to serve God's purpose. A look at Paul's second letter to Timothy sheds a little light on this calling. And here's what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us, Christ Jesus, before time began. You see, we get to see in this passage that Scripture clearly links our calling to God's purpose. So what is God's purpose? The rest of verse 9 and verse 10 gives us the answer, which says, grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of, listen to this, our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. God's purpose is all about people. Remember this, guys, that you've been called to the person of Jesus that we might act more, lead more, love more like Jesus, which is then about people. The Heavenly Father sent us Jesus so he could answer that call to the person of Christ and then to his purpose, which is about people. Listen, folks, when we look at this, guys, we get God's heart beats for people. If our purpose is not about people, how can we say it's God's purpose? Another thing to note about this passage, guys, as it relates to our purpose, it is critical to recognize that we're not called according to our works. God doesn't call you because of what you can do, but because you have a part to play in fulfilling his purpose, and that is a holy calling. Are you gripped by your holy calling? There's the question, guys. Are you gripped? Are you driven by a holy calling? You have it by his grace, and that grace is sufficient to hold you wherever he leads you. Question, big question for the day and your assignment. Make a list of about 5 people that you believe God has put into your path. 5 people that God intentionally has set in the intersection of your life in such a way that you might be led to believe, and you probably should believe, that the Lord has put them in your path for a purpose. So 5 people, right? And it doesn't have to be like today. It's just like over the course of this present season of your life. And then beside that, write out physically, what do you think God has them in your path for? Now, it could be people you've already dealt with. Maybe it's somebody in the last month. Maybe it's somebody you think you might should cross paths with in the coming month. But guys, ask yourself, am I gripped by holy calling? And if I am, who are the 5 people that I see in my path or in the intersection of my daily walk? And what do I believe the Lord has me to do? Now, if you don't know the answer to what you believe the Lord would have you to do with them, then that's your prayer. So the assignment today is simple. Who's in your path? What should I do? If I don't know, how should I pray? If I do know, what am I doing? So guys, that's another Man Church assignment as we help you find your groove in this race plan. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye, guys.